Welcome to the Duane County Supervisors Meeting, October 23rd, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Meet the department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning, it's very busy in our office. I sent out a notification to all of the media yesterday that my office will be open the next two Saturdays for elections. This coming Saturday will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that is the last day to pre-register for the election, because after Saturday, if somebody has not registered to vote, then they're gonna have to make sure they have a valid and current driver's license. And if their current address is not on that driver's license, then they're gonna have to have another proof of residency. And then also Saturday is the last day to request an absentee ballot to be mailed, because they shortened that deadline. So if anybody wants a ballot mailed to them, we have to have that request form in our hands by 5 p.m. Saturday, because that's the last day we'll mail those. If we receive any requests for ballots to be mailed by that date, they'll probably get a little letter telling them that they either have to come down here personally vote, or they'll have to go to their precinct. Because we can't, the only ones that we can mail out is if somebody is getting a replacement ballot or support other ballot or something like that. That's the only condition of sending out another one. And then Saturday, November the 3rd, will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for absentee voting at the counter. And then November the 5th, we've got a pile of ballots in there where people forgot to sign their affidavit envelopes, or they didn't put their ballot inside the affidavit envelope, and we can't accept those as is. So Terry calls them or sends them a letter. So they have until 5 p.m. on Monday, November the 5th, to correct those, or they can go to the polls and vote one or the other. And yesterday, let's see.
Couldn't they get their ballot back if they changed their mind? On those ones that aren't signed?
Once you vote it, you're done. You can't ask for it back.
But if they didn't sign it, but they could still go to the polls?
If they didn't sign it, we would invalidate that one, so then that way they could go to the polls.
What if it's not in the affidavit envelope?
If it's not in the affidavit envelope, then they need to come down and fix that, or else they could go to the polls and vote. But those are some of the reasons we don't accept an affidavit or an absentee ballot, is if they forget to sign their affidavit envelope, or they forget to put the ballot inside the affidavit envelope, because we don't want to see that ballot. So, but those are some of the conditions and stuff. But I think as of yesterday, we had over 100 people at the counter, and I think we mailed out over 400 ballots. So we're, you know, on a Monday, we're pushing out over 500 ballots a day. So, and I think we're up to, where my little slip went, I think we're close to 5,000 in the numbers.
Really?
So, yeah, there's quite the interest in the election this year.
So that's a lot more than you ever had on?
We've had, it's usually around 6,000 that we get for a gubernatorial election. An off-year election is kind of what you call it, but so we're real close to that.
6,000 absentee or before time.
Yes, absentee request. Yes.
But how many can they get for the whole election?
I'd have to look back on that. I'm thinking probably close to maybe 15, between 10 and 15.
For the governor?
Yep. Yeah, I'll have to look at that one. Those numbers I haven't looked at yet. But anyway. We're busy doing all of that, trying to get everything taken care of. And then plus we had an issue that the first big mass mailing that we did, some of those ballots obviously didn't reach the voters. And so we've had a lot of people calling in saying that, you know, they requested their ballot before October the 8th and they haven't received their ballot, and we're sending them replacement ballots. So there's quite a few people that we know of. And I've been in contact with the post office, postal system, you know, like, where did these ballots go? We don't know where they went.
But you got them numbered, so.
Yeah.
You know which.
Yeah, we could, and when somebody calls and says they haven't, you know, it's been a week or two weeks, you know, and they haven't received their ballot, they call and we can verify that we didn't get it back, because we aren't going to send anybody a ballot unless we know that we didn't get it back, and we'll send them a replacement ballot. So we've done a few of those. It's, you know, it's not something you like to have happen, but it seems like the big elections, that very first mass mailing where we have boxes to send. So I think we took 5 or 6 crates of ballots down to the post office to send out that first day. It always seems like there's...
You don't think we have a mailman like they had out in New Jersey, quit and sent his mail on the side of the road, do you?
I hope not. Now, the post office down here said that they sent them all to the sorting plant up in Rock Island, so... So where they went after Rock Island, I don't know. But if somebody requested a ballot and they haven't received it, they just need to give us a call and we'll verify and we'll send them over.
If Hobshack was still here, we could have launched an investigation.
Okay, Bob. So anyway, that's the one.
Thanks, Terry. Rodney, how's maintenance doing?
Pretty busy, a lot of different things, getting ready for winter. Other than that, nothing new to report. Thank you.
Krista, how's the health department?
Good morning. We're doing good. Keeping busy. Still doing our flu clinics and getting our immunizations out. Also want to give a little update about some of the efforts that we're doing for our STD rates for our county. Since we got the results of 2017 STD rates and ranked very high with those rates, we've put together some county efforts and public health and the Board of Health. And one of those things that I talked about at the Board of Supervisors meeting was doing a community partners committee, and we've been meeting regularly every month since January. So from that group, we've put together monthly 9 off-site testing events that we do every month, as well as we've done 2 public testing events, and we're working on a third one. We have gotten some preliminary numbers for this year, and it looks like last year for chlamydia rates, we were at 245, and this year current is 199, so we are trending down. For our gonorrhea rates last year, we were at 142, and this year we're at 92 year to date, and so we are trending downwards. They are thinking some of those rates are a little higher because of all the education and testing that we're doing. We are doing a lot more testing than we have in the past, and so people are starting to know that to come in and get their STD tests. We do them at Public Health on Mondays and Wednesday afternoons, as well as they do it at the new Southeast Iowa Family Planning Center. So I think with that education and community effort, I think we're really starting to reach people and make it a priority.
Good. Thank you. Angie, how's the safety department doing?
Good morning. We're doing good. I really don't have anything new to report today, so.
Thank you. Sheriff Johnson, is something going on? You need 2 escorts with you there on each side of you?
No, I'll just yield my time to Brian.
I used to really like you.
Yeah, exactly. No, all's good. We're fine. Of course, we're busy. And I'm Chris. I'm sure Chris has lots to talk about, too. So, but anyway, all's good. We're busy, and we're keeping up, so. River's coming down. We're grateful for that.
Okay, thank you.
He does need an escort, too.
Someone's got to keep me in line.
Colin, how's the IT department doing?
Good, keeping busy like always. We finished up some of our server upgrades there last week, put in some new hosts and stuff. Ran into a little snag there with the GIS server, but other than that, everything went pretty smooth. So, but just keeping busy, so.
Okay, good. Thank you. Amy, how's the county attorney's office?
I'm busy as well. We have a jury trial going today. We'll have another one on Thursday and probably another one next week. So we have a lot of speedy trial demands right now, so we're trying to get through that.
Still have a murder trial to go to yet? One?
One, yes. Yeah. Well, there'll be probably more than one trial, but one homicide.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Chris, how's the county conservation?
Good. The contractor is done with Twin River Trail through the middle section. They got done last week and moved out. The guys and I are out there scrambling today. In fact, I'm going to leave as soon as I'm done with this update and get out there because we're going to try to get some signage put up. We're cutting ribbon tonight at 5 o'clock. We're going to officially open the trail. It's been open since the contractor left, but we're into the official opening tonight. So I'll be meeting with you and my board. I'll take you guys out for an early showing. We'll meet at 4. I'll take you out and we'll ride the trail and you guys can see it all. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll be back in time for that. We're going to do the official ribbon cutting. And my nature center staff is going to lead a walk slash bike ride through there and show off the new trail and kind of talk to people about how that all came to be and stuff like that. And the fall colors are pretty stunning out there right now. So it's a really great time to come out and check out the new trail. So we're excited about that, looking for a big turnout. If the response on social media is any indication, we're likely to have a pretty big crowd tonight. There's a lot of people really excited about this segment of the trail. Big Hollow continues to be full. I think we turned away half a dozen people last weekend wanting to come up and camp. And last I heard, I think we're pretty well sold out of our reservable sites for this coming weekend. And we've got a number of people requesting to camp in November. Our policy on that, basically, we're going to be shutting the water off at the end of October because we can't risk having lines freeze up and the shower house freeze up. But other than that, I mean, until the snow flies, you're welcome to come out and use the campsites. You'll only have electricity and bring your own water. But folks want to come out and camp, you know, later into the season, we're fine with it. So until the snow flies, we're not going to do snow removal and stuff. Anyway, that's keeping us busy and just kind of transitioning into winter mode. I get some stuff winterized. We have another job opening for a natural resource manager. We had hired that position and then that person just quit. So we got that position open again.
Will you bother putting the docks and everything back out in the river?
No, at the rate it's coming down, I mean, we're already going into November. We're going to be risking ice before, you know, we can mobilize and get all the docks put out, and I'm not going to screw with it. Duck hunters might get mad at me. I get it, but I'm not. We've pulled docks out on ice before, and I'm not having that. And so, it's too staff intensive to go put those out. It basically takes my full staff a full day to go get all those docks put out. And I don't know how much cleaning we're going to have to do on these ramps before we can even put those out. And so, I mean, we probably got a day's worth of just scraping and silt removal on those, you know, and I'll only know that before I can see them. So, no, we're not going to put the docks back out.
Great year.
Yeah. Go figure.
Janelle, I didn't see you sit behind Sherry there a while ago. Sorry I missed you.
That's okay.
How's the treasurer's office?
We're, like everyone else, busy. I really have nothing new to report.
Thank you. Jared, how's Southeast Iowa planning?
Planning use. It's been one of those feast or famine weeks. We've had quite a few inquiries. It just seems to be that way. They all come at once. So I was a little inconvenient there when the GIS was down last week and we had people inquiring, but we have our own backup files for that on our server. So it's not impossible to deal with when people have questions. So should note that this afternoon and this evening we've got the floodplain review meetings, and at 2 o'clock we've got the officials meeting, and then at 5:30 it's a public open house just for members of the general public that may have questions. So we're going to be there with Iowa DNR and FEMA staff will be on hand to answer questions and provide some background information as well. So and there's a nice little window in between there if you want to go to the ribbon cutting at Stars Cave.
There's that's at your offices, right?
Yes, it's our office on Gear Avenue in West Burlington.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Carter, Secondary Roads.
Hey, good morning, real quick. Our asphalt crew that's in the county is still going right now. They're up kind of northwest of Yarmouth, west of Gable Line, so working on that stretch. I'm sure at some point they're going to bounce back to Burlington and then go back up and do Mediapolis Road. So they've done the stretch up through Yarmouth, that's done with now. And I think by the end of today, maybe they'll be done with that stretch towards the county line, west of Gable Lines. So, so really what will be left up there once they're done with that is just the surface course on the entire length of Mediapolis Road, which is a long haul. So that's coming along. And of course, they still got to work on Beaverdale, so that'll get done too. And guys are going to be pinching another gravel road here the next couple days. We made a lot of headway with that, so that's gone well. And with the river cooperating a little bit more, our winter salt is finally coming up on a barge, so we'll finally be able to fill up our salt storage here next week. And things are moving along, and we're not ready for winter, so we're going to keep acting like it's still fall. So.
Okay, good. Thanks, Brian. Time for public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on for discussion and vote. First item is a payroll claim. This is for $8,737.78. This is for an insurance dispute.
That's that 911 claim. Motion approved.
Second. Terry?
Tom Bumper?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Payroll claim reimbursement, total of $534.98, and non-cash taxable is $17.32.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Class C liquor license for the Hy-Vee Bar on the Ridge, 10/27/2018. Mm-hmm. Seeing everything.
Motion approved.
Okay. Terry Johnson.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have a resolution, Du Bois County policy on financial reporting. Okay. Du Bois County financial reporting policy. The financial proceedings adopted in Du Bois County reflect the implementation of the Government Accounting Standards Board, the GASB Statement 34, which establishes new requirements for the annual financial reports of state and local government. The statement was developed to make annual reports easier to understand and more useful for the people who use governmental financial information, such as managers, legislatures, officials, creditors, financial analysis, citizens group, and general public. GASB 34 requires the comprehensive annual report to include. You guys want me to read this whole thing?
No, this is the, we had the work session last time where we just changed the trackable assets from 500 to 2,500 because they've been 500 for quite some number of years and it was getting unwieldy to track that many assets. Yeah. So motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And I imagine all the department heads will probably thank you for that one.
Proclamation for the Red Ribbon Week.
Got to read this one.
Whereas in October 1985, federal agent Kiki Camarena was murdered by the drug cartel in Mexico in the line of duty, and friends and neighbors wore red ribbons to honor his memory. and to show that they would continue his fight against the illegal illegal drugs, believing that one person can make a difference, and whereas the problem associated with alcohol, tobacco, and the use of illegal drugs have become prevalent in every community regardless of size and location, and whereas the National Family Partnership has established October the 23rd through October the 31st of every year as American Red Ribbon Week for schools and communities to celebrate a healthy, drug-free lifestyle, and whereas ADS, in partnership with area business and schools, has adopted the mission statement to increase the focus promoting healthy lifestyles through the collective effort and involvement of all citizens in our community by supporting the non-use of illegal drugs and responsible use of legal substance through enhancing the quality of life through a safer community. And now therefore, as 2018 marks the 33rd year for this national recognized substance abuse prevention campaign, we, the supervisors of Des Moines County, do hereby proclaim October 23rd through October the 31st as Red Ribbon Week in Des Moines County, Iowa, and that all citizens shall be encouraged to wear a red ribbon to symbolize our commitment and establish drug-free communities for our citizens, especially our children, and to participate in events throughout the week that support the healthy, drug-free lifestyle.
Motion to approve.
Yes.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Personnel actions, Treasurer's Office, we have three of them. We shall do all three of these at once. If you don't mind. First one is from Gina Beckman. It's a salary adjustment. She went from 67% to 70% as second deputy. Next one is Julie Howell. Second deputy, she went from 68% to 70%. And the third one is Diane English, a part-time clerk in the motor vehicle department. And resignation. This is the resignation, I'm sorry. The final rate pay was $14 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items? Committee reports?
We attended Opeman last night, which I always consider one of my more rewarding experiences with this job. It's a great job and for the community. Really, we really appreciate it. I also had a meeting with elected officials, I guess, in Wayne County with Mike Norris, regional planning yesterday. Just talk about things going on in the county. it. Jim and I both attended that, Hope Haven.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite meeting of the year, too, but I didn't get to go. The DNR came to town. Anyway, some of you might be aware that there's that RDX contaminant plume of groundwater that came from the Iowa Army ammunition plant. It's located southern Des Moines County and goes underneath the Skunk River into a little bit of Lee County. And there's a hot spot right underneath Highway 61, not far from Hunt Road. It's the last couple years that's rebounded, spiked up a little bit. So I think they're a little concerned about that. Anyway, what they're going to codify what Des Moines County's been doing for several years. The Army finally admitted that it happened during World War II. And the Army in the early 90s, I believe, started hooking up some of the people in that area, paying to hook them up to rural water, and paying to seal some of the wells. And then about 8 years ago, I was actually running, was here for the meeting, and the state was kind of hopeful that the county would take over keeping track of that plume and telling people where they couldn't drill wells. And we didn't think that was the liability of that was anything the county wanted anything to do with. And plus we don't have the resources that the state has. So we've been going along and the state's been approving those wells. Well, now they're just going to start the administrative rules process, and they've sort of designed a little box around that plume. And if you're in that, in those coordinates, then if you want to drill a well, the state has to, they make the final decision on what the standards will be and whether you can drill that well, so which is the way the county wants it. We can't do that. But anyway, so it was fascinating, and I missed a good time at Hope Haven. But I also attended a Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. We had a joint meeting with the Mental Health Planning and Advisory Council and discussed legislative priorities. That's all I've got.
Yeah, you did. That's a good meeting. But we appreciate somebody going to that for us, too. I can't add to what Bob said, but it's just amazing to see these people, faith in these people, that are so proud of the work they do, you know. And they do work, and they're proud of it. If us as a community would be as proud of our work as they are theirs, this would be a good world. That's all I have. Public input station number two. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise. State your name. Ain't nobody rise. Look for the adjournment. Was aye.
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 Thank you. We're going to have a work session with the Board of Supervisors of Harmony Bible Church here in about 5 minutes.